This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The dairy industry continues to harness research and development through help from such programs as Wisconsin's Dairy Innovation Hub. To tell us more is Dr. Heather White with UW-Madison and the faculty director of the Dairy Innovation Hub. She says the hub is a big investment from the state of Wisconsin.
Funding for the hub was approved at $1 million in the first year, which we're just wrapping up now, and $7.8 million a year in future years. And it's divided across the three campuses, Madison, Platteville, and River Falls. And the funds are specifically approved to build research capacity, to recruit top talent, both at the student level, the researcher level, and the faculty level, to support innovative research, research that asks those daring, hard questions that's going to help move our industry and our dairy community forward, and to engage in outreach and instruction. It's about every aspect of the dairy community, so spanning from enhancing human health, thinking about the dairy products that our consumers are enjoying, animal health and welfare, stewarding land and water resources, and growing farm businesses and communities. And so all of these four priorities are things that we're focusing our research, our teaching, our outreach, and our collaboration across the campuses on.
Comments from Dr. Heather White from UW-Madison, the faculty director of the Dairy Innovation Hub, who says the investment in some of the research will bring results within a year, the short-term high-impact projects.
These are really exciting for us because these are projects that, just as their name implies, will result in some tangible outputs within a year to 2 years. We were able to fund research that does things like look at the use of dairy food products to reduce gut inflammation in the people consuming them, the use of dairy products to fight obesity in humans, and then also on the food product side, ways to improve food products and help generate the research that would lead to product development. We're also working together with data from Discovery Farms that's already generated to get more out of that and help with sustainability and soil water runoff concerns and questions. Some of the work focuses on cow health, of course, and efficiency of nutrient use. And then likewise with several aspects of economics, including some of the concerns that we're all facing now with food supply, product supply, and how that influences the economic concerns.
Dr. Steve Kelm is at the UW-River Falls campus and likes what he's seeing with the research there.
A lot of neat things happening. I know our Planet Earth Science is excited. They've got an environmental test chamber for the first time so that they can do some winter hardiness trials on some different varieties of cover crops, you know, things that might really help on the agronomy side. Like Platteville, we have started the investing in our people also. Dr. Sylvia Kehoe, continuing calf research, both looking at the nutrition end, but also on the welfare side. We have a lot of work going on the soils work. Jill Coleman-Wasick continuing to work with a farmer-led group, the Western Wisconsin Conservation Council, and really taking a hard look at how contaminants move through into local aquifers, and can we update best practices? And so very excited about what's happening. I think the biggest thing that, you know, we are keeping in the forefront is certainly accountability to our collaborators, making sure that we're doing the right kind of projects, and most importantly to the dairy farm, so that our producers are getting tangible results that they can utilize in the field, whether it's improving profitability, whether it's improving environmental standards, or improving animal welfare. The Dairy Innovation Hub has been a fantastic vehicle for this. So looking forward to working more in the future with it.
That's Dr. Steve Kelm from UW-River Falls.
Who's listening to farm radio? Recent studies show 82% of farmers listen to their local farm radio station at least 4 days a week. Thanks for being part of that 82%. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
For the first time, World Dairy Expo's Purple Cow Gift Shop is offering online sales. Of course, this spurred on by the cancellation of Expo this year due to COVID. The online store features Expo apparel and cow paraphernalia. You can visit them at worlddairyexpo.com. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.